It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk at the Town. So glad to have you with us today and via phone because we're taking those safety precautions right now. We've got Nick Arnold and Kit Mason at Elmcroft Senior Living Center. You guys are facing the pandemic along with everyone else. And of course, nursing homes have been in the news so very much. So we thought it would be helpful for our listeners and for all of us, quite frankly, to talk to you about what precautions you're taking, how you're keeping our seniors busy and active during this difficult time. Nick, what kind of precautions are you guys taking right now?
Right now, we're thankful to be living in such a wonderful state like Arkansas that has taken some really good safety measures up front and then work for a company that is national. So we're able to get a little bit from each state as best practice and operate to the highest regulatory state. And so we have pretty much closed our community to visitors. So visitors are not allowed to come in. We are still available for medically necessary appointments that we're able to take our residents to and that they can have their visits here. But other than that, everything's been closed down. But anybody that does come into the building is going to be screened per the state guidelines. We also, anything that deliveries and so forth that are getting dropped at the door, they're doing what we're calling tailgate delivery, where they just drop at our door. We sanitize all the boxes and items that come in before we brought in.
My goodness.
It is pretty exhausting, but it's definitely worth it. This generation is so precious to us, and then they're so vulnerable right now. We owe it to them to do everything that we can to protect them.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a great statement that you just made, Nick. They are so very precious to us. You know, they deserve to be taken care of as well as anybody else, if not a little more so, because they are a treasure to our community into our country. Kit, what are you seeing as far as the clients go? As far as stress levels, is there anything you're doing to address that?
Sure. For the residents, we are being creative. Our company has rolled out where we can use our phones to do live video chats with them. So we'll be implementing that, sending out mass emails for our residents and their family so that they can communicate and they are seeing mom and dad. And their loved ones, they're okay, they're safe here at Elmcroft and Mountain Home. Again, the strict guidelines that we have, we take it serious. Everyone that enters into the community only goes in and out of one door now. Mm-hmm. But also for the community, we can feel the stress. Everyone wants to go home instead of go discharge to possibly assisted living or further care. And we still offer and are accepting new residents weekly. So if there is anyone in the community, you know, that you want to be, you know, have a safe and clean environment, we can provide that private apartment. We are able to get medication assistance. We do have the necessary, you know, face masks, if you will, any type of PPE, food. We can get medical assistance. Maybe that might be getting into a shortage here coming up pretty soon. We're able to help. We're able to take care of mom and dad. We're able to do the bathing still. We have plenty of staff to help do this.
So you're not facing any shortages right now?
No. Currently, we don't have any shortages of staff. We are consistently hiring. Elmcroft has been such a great company to work with, and what they have done is they've actually created a position for local business owners and employees that have lost their jobs to apply for, and that we are, once again, the company's been great, and they're giving jobs to people right now. Yesterday the governor had closed the salons and beauty shops, and we were able, through this new position, to just hire our beautician on staff here. So we're not facing any shortage, but our company's really doing a good job of supporting us and making sure, and also supporting the community and making sure we don't face any kind of shortage. They also have the ability, so if we do become short on any of our inventory, since there's so many Elmcrofts, we can send out an email to any one of the Elmcrofts and they will overnight ship things to us.
Wow, that's a great company to work for.
Yes, we're really happy. We have full support to get through this.
Excellent. I know that there's no end date on this. We've been asked as well. And as you know, we're doing the updates on KTLO every morning at 7 a.m. with a medical staff from BRMC. And yes, that is a question. Does anybody see an end to this? Not right now. But we're all in this together. Like we keep saying, everybody keeps saying, we're all in this together, even if we have to stay a little bit apart for right now. That brings up the final question I'm going to ask you today is family allowed to come and visit the residents there?
Unfortunately, at this time, we are strongly recommending against any outside visitors into the community. We have, as Kit mentioned, the tablet devices that we can take into their apartment so that they're able to do FaceTime. And visit with their family. While my heartstrings are pulled for this time, and it's very difficult for me to communicate that to families, that we strongly discourage any kind of visitation because, like I said, this generation is so vulnerable right now. But I can't applaud this generation enough. Their call to arms kind of feel that they have, that when I tell them that you've got to stay in your apartment, we're going to bring food to you, you've got to change everything the way you do to accommodate this, they have such a sense of duty that they say, okay, and they do it happily because they've got this great, I mean, it's just a wonderful generation and we can all learn something from them.
That is a wonderful, wonderful thought that you just put out there. And again, you're simply taking care of your residents as best you can and adhering to the precautions that the state and local authorities have put forward. And it is so very, very valuable that you can still FaceTime with family members and make sure that those seniors are still engaged with their families at the same time. Kit, Nick, I know this has been a trying time. I know it's been a very difficult time for a lot of residents. But like you said, they're used to adversity. They're used to stepping up. They're used to taking the high road. And we applaud them and we applaud you. And maybe we can check in with you guys next week, see how things are going.
Would love it. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.